A new effort aims to bring war veterans into the world of organic farming.
The Farmer Veteran Coalition is holding an event tomorrow in Verona. We posted a link with information on the Central Time Facebook page.
Ryan Ayersman joins us now in the studio. He's Midwest Coordinator for the Farmer Veteran Coalition. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Rob, thank you. It's good to be here.
How did this get started? Who had the idea of trying to get vets set up into the organic farming world?
So in 2008, Michael O'Gorman, an organic vegetable farmer in Baja, California, started the Farmer Veteran Coalition. O'Gorman was a 1970s back-to-the-lander who had protested the Vietnam War. But after September 11th, Michael O'Gorman's son joined the Coast Guard and eventually served 2 1-year deployments. So that made him think differently about veterans and the kind of people that would serve in war. The second impetus was the 2006 O'Hare Report from the Carsey Institute at the University of New Hampshire. And this was the first study that really made the connection that a disproportionate number of military personnel serving in Iraq and Afghanistan had come from rural areas. And so O'Gorman began the Farmer Veteran Coalition really in response to those events and to solve two converging trends in America. One, that the average American farmer is 58 years old and that two people leave farming for every one who enters. And the other, that no matter what our current unemployment rate is in America, veterans seem to always have a consistently higher rate of unemployment. So he was really trying to solve those problems all at once with the Farmer Veteran Coalition.
And Ryan, this is a natural fit for you. We were just talking, you're a veteran yourself, a Marine veteran, and you grew up on a farm. It's a natural for you, right?
It is. Actually, there was a New York Times article a few years ago about the Farmer Veteran Coalition, and when it came out, about 5 of my friends emailed it to me simultaneously. So I emailed Michael O'Gorman and said, this is who I am. This is my background. I grew up on an organic farm in Illinois, served 10 years in the Marine Corps as an infantry officer. And I said, I don't need anything, but I'd like to help if you're ever interested in coming out to the Midwest. And the next year, I brought him out to the MOSES, Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Services Conference in La Crosse. And so we've brought veterans out to MOSES 2 years in a row now, and we'll continue to do that.
And are you seeing people who join the program, are they mostly people who grew up on a farm, or do you get some new people who have never lived the farm life before?
We get both. We get veterans who are returning to family farms, veterans who have been injured, sometimes single, double amputees who are returning to farms and need some assistance through agribility and other programs to make their farms accessible for their needs. But we also get a lot of veterans who want to come to farming and have no background in it. But that's not unique to veterans. I think we're seeing that trend in America in general with this generation under 30. And maybe this is an echo boom of that back to the land movement.
I sometimes think when I'm working my tiny garden, like, oh, it'd be a lot of fun to have a farm. And then I think about all the work and my ineptitude at that sort of thing. What kind of training do you give to the veterans who are coming who didn't grow up on a farm, don't know necessarily what they're getting into?
So the Farmer Veteran Coalition provides tours, educational workshops, and retreats to veterans at various farms and places throughout the country. We've probably done that for about 400 veterans in the last 4 years. Additionally, we also provide fellowship funds. And to date, we've probably provided almost $300,000 since April of 2011 to 50 veterans across 25 states to help them purchase equipment. And additionally, we also point the disabled veterans towards state agribility programs, again, to help them make their farm accessible to their needs. But a lot of the educational piece is both those workshops and then the natural networking that happens when you bring people with a common background and a common interest together. So we get the ball rolling when we show them different farm tours, but then a lot of it takes care of itself from there.
How about connecting them with land? Do you work on trying to get veterans who want to be farmers some farmland?
We do, and that's probably the biggest challenge for a beginning farmer, whether you're a veteran or not, is accessibility to land. Specifically, we try to partner veterans with an experienced farmer to help them along. And in some cases, that experienced farmer becomes the farmer who ends up letting the veteran take over the lease to that farm and begin integrating into that operation. That's not common, but it has been one of the great success stories of what we've done. But access to land, like I said, is an issue for any beginning farmer. And so we've partnered with other organizations such as right here in Madison, the Farley Center, and they have their own land link program that people can look up and contact, whether they're landowners interested in leasing land to a beginning farmer, veteran or not, and especially for beginning farmers who are looking for land.
Not everybody is cut out for farming, not every veteran, I'm sure. But is there something, do you think, about organic farming that is going to be special for a veteran, helpful, help them make the transition back to civilian life?
Well, first of all, the Farmer Veteran Coalition doesn't specifically support one type of farming over another. We actually support the veteran's right to farm as he or she sees fit with what best fits their circumstances. So many of those veterans that are returning to family operations are taking over whatever system that their parents had in place. But for a beginning farmer with minimal capital and limited access to land, something like small-scale organic production provides a lot of opportunity because it's low overhead. Now, that's not to say that it's easy. It is very difficult. It's labor-intensive. Mm-hmm. It's management-intensive. And it's a lot of education to understand how to produce and market and sell that crop successfully in that short season. But it is probably the easiest thing to get into if you didn't grow up on a farm and don't have access to those resources.
Do you think veterans bring any kind of unique skill set or mindset that gives them an advantage when they start off as farmers?
Absolutely. Veterans, you can pretty much bet, know how to handle adversity. They've certainly experienced various levels of difficult problem solving. And for a few, I think, perhaps their own combat experience of understanding the fragility of life, they embrace the opportunity to nurture crops and animals with a very strong enthusiasm.
You've got an event in the area tomorrow. What's going on? What would people see if they went there?
So our event tomorrow is at the Farley Center in Verona. And the Farley Center is an incubator farm. So that's a farm that helps beginning farmers by offering them small plots of land to begin cultivating, in this case, vegetable crops. So what people will see tomorrow is they'll see 9 acres at the Farley Center in cultivation by current farmers that are working there. They'll get to tour those operations. They'll get to talk to a couple farmers that are there and see what that's like to run something that's a small-scale organic CSA. And, of course, the more veterans that show up, the more opportunity we have to network and exchange ideas. And it's for veterans, but any beginning farmer is welcome. We want people to understand that we support veterans, but we support all beginning farmers because we need as many hands in the field as we can get.
We put a link to the Farley Center on the Central Time Facebook page. So suppose there's a veteran out there of the, say, Iraq War, the Afghanistan War, listening, thinking, I never thought about this before. I could see that as a way of life. Maybe I should check it out. Can you give a little pep talk to at least explore and take that first step?
Sure. The first thing to do is, in Wisconsin, you can call me at 608-616-9768. That's 608-616-9768. But we can talk about farming, we can talk about the experience, and certainly the opportunity to see other young farmers and plug into our network, meet other veterans who have started their farms in the last few years and started successful businesses is a great way for a young vet to see himself or herself trying to fit into that same paradigm and be a successful farmer.
Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Ryan Erisman, Midwest Coordinator for the Farmer Veteran Coalition.